You'd have two or three hooks up there to hang pots on, and plenty of room down here to do the baking and frying and so forth.
I see. So, took the place of a stove, huh?
Well, it didn't
they
have
just
a stove.
Didn't have a stove.
Uh-huh.
And what, well, they did make stoves, but the poorer people couldn't buy them. Just them that had a little extra could get by a stove.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have, when you were a boy, those little things about so big with a hole in the center? Or did they come later?
Oh, you mean like a donut?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they'd make donuts.
They,
sure.
And they call them donuts?
Yes,
and,
sir.
Uh-huh. And all your bread was homemade, I suppose, when you...
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go to the store and buy any? When was the first time you remember going to the store?
And buying bread?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well... Wasn't no time when I was young, I can tell you that.
Uh-huh. And what was it called? If you'd buy it at the store, you'd call it the...
It was called light bread then.
Light bread.
Uh-huh. That is what we called it, but...
My mother used to bake her own light bread.
Mine did too, and I used to make light bread.
Mm-hmm.
When... Doctor told me he didn't want me eating no more light bread.
Oh, is that right?
So I haven't made any since, but I think I will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made light bread them days. There wasn't no such thing as going to the store and buying a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't guess there's any such, don't guess there's even in stores them days.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
cakes.
Well, I know there wasn't. I know there wasn't in the stores at that time when I was just a boy.
No, there wasn't. Wasn't no bread to be sold in the stores then. Everybody made their own.
Mm-hmm. And everybody bought the flour in by the barrel, too.
A little barrel.
They didn't buy a sack of flour, they buy it by the barrel.
And later on, when you'd buy lard, or not you necessarily, but people in town, if they go to the store, how would they buy, say, lard or flour, people in town?
Well, of course, I don't know just how they'd do that. Lard, they'd call it lard, and flour, they'd call it flour, all right.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be packaged. You'd say they would buy it...
Well, lard them days, when I was a boy, come in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Get a barrel of lard. And they'd weigh it out. If you want 5 pounds or whatever amount you want, they'd weigh it out to you.
Would they say they were going to sell it... Not packaged, but sell it how, in bulk, or?
You'd take your, if you was going to buy lard way back then, you carried your bucket to get your lard in, and you'd get so much, they'd take it out of that barrel.
Weigh it out to you and put
weigh it out.
Just whatever amount you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Would they call that bulk, or what?
Yeah. Bulk lard.
Bulk lard.
I see. And what did you use, what would your mother use, say, to make bread rise? Light bread would not
she
be flat, right?
Yeast. It always called yeast, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Where would she get that? Would she make it, or?
She'd buy it. Well, they used to, way back before they got to where they could buy yeast, they made their, they fixed it up. I don't know how they fixed it up. Used boiled potatoes and the water that the potatoes boiled in. I don't know what they put in it.
Well, I know this much. You could make it. I couldn't tell you about how the mixture was.